Thank you, Bill Gates, for trying to f***ing trick us that this is real snow.
Hi, my name is Philip DeFranco, and I'm just asking, could you not? I left the internet for 3 days, and I came back, and there were people in Texas with lighters under snow saying it was evidence that it was fake snow. Some saying it was from, like, China to trick us into thinking that global warming is real. And could you not be this stupid? And/or could you teach me how to be this stupid? Because you seem to be living, while an insane life, a much emotionally happier experience. Please help me become that stupid, because it's miserable being me. Anyway, welcome back to the Philip DeFranco Show. It is Monday, February 22nd, 2021, and let's just jump into the news of the day so you can get back to yours. I'm gonna clip this on. It's supposed to be a fun show. Oh no, but if this is the open, when are we gonna tell people that there's only like 6 hours left for the shopdefranco.com drop? Is it right here? Is it right now? And then what? Oh, first story. To start off today, I don't mean to get political, but Joe Biden's silence on Kim and Kanye's divorce is deafening. Where are you at, Joe? This isn't what 81 million people voted for. I'm sorry, but someone had to say it. Then, you guys, thank you. I am a hero. Thank you. Also, in other entertainment news, because apparently 2020 wasn't weird and stupid enough on its own, in 2021, we have the fans of DaBaby beefing with fans of JoJo Siwa. This because on Friday, DaBaby released a music video where he says, "You a bitch, JoJo Siwa?" And so following this music video coming out, we see a lot of big names chiming in. James Charles, Nikita Dragon, Tana Mojo, essentially saying, "I can't stand two things. One, following basic COVID restrictions early on because people will eventually forget. And two, people taking swings at JoJo Siwa." DaBaby then responds on Twitter, writing, "I love Twitter. JoJo Siwa, my 3-year-old princess, is your number one fan. I bought her every product you have. She thinks she's you. Don't let him trick you into thinking I'd ever have a problem with you. My wordplay just went over their heads." With that wordplay essentially being Siwa as CY. And JoJo actually being a nickname for himself because his real name is Jonathan. And honestly, as a fan of marketing, DaBaby won here. Not over JoJo Siwa, but in general, he got free attention, which is, I mean, I don't think it's a leap to think that was the whole point of the line. Right, I'm gonna take a wild guess here and say there's not a lot of overlap between the two fan bases. He's not losing people. And then let's close out this entertainment entertainer section by mentioning PewDiePie, that bully. He is such a bully, at least according to YouTube. So if you didn't see, one of the biggest individual creators on the platform, PewDiePie, uploaded a diss track last week aimed at the popular children's channel Cocomelon. And for those unaware, Cocomelon is a nursery rhyme channel with about 105 million subscribers, over 94 billion total channel views. In the last few months, it became clear that they were going to surpass PewDiePie in the number of subscribers. Right, so that gets Felix's attention. And as you might remember, he famously had that subscriber battle with T-Series. So he makes the diss track here, but it ends up getting removed, with YouTube saying it's for two reasons. One, child safety by looking like it was made for kids but containing inappropriate content, including violence. And two, harassment, right? Bullying, saying we allow criticism and also diss tracks in some cases, but with both policies in mind, this video crossed the line. And going on to say any re-uploads of the original, including full length or partial re-uploads, clips, etc., will be removed too. Still images are okay, which is why we've only been showing still images. And I'm gonna be honest with you right now, when I told my 3-year-old this over the weekend, he turned to me and you know what he said? He said, "Dad, it feels like there are two sets of rules. One for people that make YouTube more money and then others for everyone else." And he continued through the gasps and the crying saying, "Father, their argumentation appears to be invalid because they could age restrict the video, thus it wouldn't be a problem, especially compared to other music videos where you literally see people shot to death. No shade to Donald Glover, he's amazing though." That's what he said to me. And you know, as a 35-year-old man, I realized sometimes you just gotta listen to the kids on things like this. And then let's talk about a story that at the center of it involves a sensitive topic, right? Returning to school, kids getting back into the classroom. And with this story, you had a lot of parents pressing the board in charge for elementary and middle schools in Oakley, California for more transparency. And so they have this virtual meeting set. You have parents submitting letters ahead of time, voicing their concerns about remote learning. And the reason we're talking about this today is the board accidentally complied, providing complete transparency for parents by accidentally setting their private discussion before the public meeting to public. Right, and so with the internet being the internet, it prompted an anonymous person to record and then upload the discussion to YouTube. And several comments that were made during this unexpected moment of transparency have sparked outrage. Some of the highlights include a board member talking about a parent who seemingly criticized her, saying,
"But you know what? Are we alone?
Yeah.
If you're gonna call me out, I'm gonna f*** you up." Sorry, that's just me.
The board's president then jumping in and saying,
no, they forget that there's real people on the other side of those letters that they're writing.
Yes.
We're real community members. We have kids or have known kids that have gone to these schools.
Right.
Have a vested interest in this process, and they don't know what we
right.
do behind the scenes. And it's really unfortunate exactly. that they want to pick on us because right. they want their babysitters back.
Another member goes on to suggest that the parents were frustrated about remote learning because it meant that they couldn't use marijuana with their kids always home. Though, I will say my personal favorite moment of this video is when they were alerted to the fact that the call was public.
Uh-oh. Laura Lanye, just FYI, you guys have the meeting. Oh, we have the meeting open to the public right now.
Nuh-uh.
That's what Laura just said.
Great.
So what we end up seeing from this is thousands of people signing a petition demanding that the board resign or be recalled. Hell, even the mayor joining in on those calls. What we ended up seeing is the district superintendent, who was also there during the incident but did not comment on the offensive remarks, said all four members had submitted their resignations, and also releasing an apology for the four individuals that said that they deeply regret the comments and were resigning to help facilitate the healing process. But yeah, I mean, that's the story. There's a deeper conversation there, but the main point that I'm gonna get to is some of y'all are just too comfortable. I live my life like I am being recorded at all moments. When I'm having casual conversations with people, I still act like I'm being recorded, and y'all are on a Zoom call that's set to go public any second, like, fuck these stoner parents. Also, a thing to keep in mind, because a lot of people forget with Zoom, a lot of the conversations, especially if it was started by like a higher up or an employer, they're recorded. It's like you're asking for the blackmail against you to be in high definition. I'm not saying don't talk shit. Everyone does that. Just don't make it so easy. Then I hope you're ready for a guy in a backwards hat to start talking about political stuff. So this morning, we got the massive news that the Supreme Court has rejected Donald Trump's efforts to block a New York prosecutor from obtaining 8 years of his tax returns and other financial records. And let's be clear here, this is a massive blow to Trump, who has fought bitterly for years to keep this stuff private. Though, notably here, these documents will be subject to grand jury secrecy rules, meaning it is unclear when, if ever, they will be open to the public. But the ruling is still a huge deal because it advances the criminal probe of Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. into possible tax, insurance, and bank fraud in Trump's business. Which, if you don't know, has been described by many as one of the most serious legal threats that Trump currently faces. But I mean, this is now the second time the Supreme Court has made a ruling in this case. The first time was back in July when they rejected Trump's argument that he, as president, was immune from all criminal prosecution. But there, they also sent the case back down to the lower court so Trump's lawyers could challenge the subpoena on other grounds. The appeals court then ruled against those new arguments. Trump appealed to the Supreme Court, and that brings us back around to today's Supreme Court decision. But as far as what happens next, we kind of just have to wait and see what happens with the investigation. So, there's still a lot of moving pieces. Yes, the grand jury should be getting the documents shortly, but once again, a lot going on and we're gonna keep our eyes on this. And then let's talk about that PPP, Paycheck Protection Program, because the Treasury Department announced today that they were making changes to it, with the goal said to be to direct more loans to the smallest businesses as well as minority-owned companies that missed out on previous rounds of funding. And among other things, businesses with more than 20 employees will be entirely shut out from applying for the federal loans for 2 weeks starting Wednesday. The new rules will also change certain eligibility requirements, sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed people, such as house cleaners and personal care providers who run businesses without any other employees, can now qualify for the aid, as can small business owners with non-fraud related felonies. Also, you can still qualify if you're delinquent on your federal student loans, and some non-citizen residents like green card holders or people on a visa can qualify as well. Right, and this move comes as Biden administration officials are saying they're trying to correct the wrongs of the program, which received a ton of backlash after giving out a ton of money set aside for small businesses to otherwise wealthy companies. Right, I don't know if you remember this, but at the end of last year, it was found that 1% of PPP borrowers took a quarter of the loan money, with many of those being those large companies. With one study finding back in December that large fast food franchises by themselves took in more than $1 billion in PPP funding. In fact, there's such a focus on getting the PPP to the right people this time around that the current stimulus proposal would also dedicate $175 million to outreach and promotion and the creation of a community navigator program to help target eligible businesses. But yeah, this is reportedly the plan, and we'll have to wait to see what actually happens. Also, it'll be interesting to see how many YouTubers with mansions decide to take part in this program this time around. Then, kind of a two birds, one stone situation. One, let's talk about what's happening in Texas, and two, let's answer a question from my buddy Joe Rogan. So first, regarding Texas, as of early this morning, nearly 8.8 million Texans were still under boil water notices following last week's snowstorm. Right, so you're talking about one out of every three Texans. And while obviously that is still a huge chunk of Texas's population, it's still good news because that number is actually down from 10 million people on Sunday. Though most concerning, you still today had 120,000 Texans without water service at all, which is why it's big news that you had Governor Greg Abbott saying that almost 3.5 million bottles of water have been distributed by helicopter, airplane, and truck across the state. And unlike a lot of suffering that we talk about with like these massive numbers, the need for water has been extremely visible. Right, you just look online and you see videos like this from an Austin City Council member showing car after car lining up, with reports saying that people were so desperate you had other locations where people were lining up 5 hours before the events were taking place. We also saw that in an attempt to restore water service on Sunday, Abbott said that the state is bringing in more plumbers to help repair damaged water systems. Additionally, Abbott said that homeowners without insurance could qualify for emergency reimbursement from FEMA. And finally, with this Texas story, as I promised, I wanted to answer a question for our buddy Joe Rogan. I saw him recently pose this question following the outrage of Ted Cruz fleeing to Mexico with his family during this horrible, horrible time.
What can he do? What is the reason for him staying?
I think it's just the optics of how it looks. Yeah, right. But of course. No, he doesn't have any of...
Can he make it warm out?
No, I don't think he has any power to do anything good.
Maybe he should be there with blankets.
Yeah,
put him
well,
over
it's
the
funny.
Pipes.
It's like,
Joe, I guess to kind of answer your question, no one is asking for Ted Cruz to hug pipes with blankets, but rather do things like we saw Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doing. She doesn't even represent the state, but she launched a Texas Relief fundraiser on Thursday, and as of Sunday, she had already raised $5 million. And that's in addition to all the other people that are supporting those efforts, also on the ground, helping people out. Like, Ted Cruz is trying to do now that he got shamed into coming back to America. And understand, I say this with like no hate in my heart to Joe Rogan. I just think that that's such an incredibly stupid, sad thought process. What is this elected representative supposed to do for the state? What's little old Ted supposed to do? Represent and help the people? Ted Cruz is quite literally a public servant. We need to stop lowering the bar because I already need a shovel to get to it at this point. And that is where I'm going to end today's show. As always, thank you for being a part of my daily dives in the news. Subscribe and hitting that like button. Maybe leaving a comment down below about a story that stood out to you. But that's it. Bye-bye. I love your face. I'll see you tomorrow. I need a nap.